Welcome to Episode 7 of Tree Speak on the Air. I'm Spirit, and in Bionicle Quest of the Toa, I'm the script co-writer, and I also play the voices of Akmu, Jala, Matel, and Kongu.
I'm Mudaka, and in Bionicle Quest of the Toa, I am the assistant script writer.
I'm Leo 11. I'm making this movie, basically. I'm animating and script writing, and, well, just too many things to mention, so I can't. I'll shut up.
I'm Guy Green, and in Bionicle Quest of the Toa, I'm Leo, Pohatu, Kapura, and Taipu. I'm also the webmaster of BionicleQuestTheToa.com.
This episode, if you didn't notice in the topic, is about the fan-made movie, Bionicle Quest of the Toa, directed by Leo 11 and all those other things that we mentioned. And it's based on the story of the first Masanui online game, way back in 2001. Made by Templar. So we're going to talk about the various things about it, and you can pretty much see things from the people, from the perspective of the people who work on it. First thing we're going to talk about is the script.
Recently, we decided to do an overhaul of the script, or should I say Leo 11 decided to do an overhaul of the script, because the last one stunk. Yeah, had to go. It had to go. So, Leo, he started it, and then he told me to start adding to what he had begun, and I slacked off and forgot. And so now I just started working on it again, and I've been adding some stuff, and I'm trying to flesh out the personalities and make the characters not so 2D, and not give them any corny things that are normally associated with, you know, Saturday cartoons, such as, like, the cheesy laughs and the odd place jokes and such things like that, and make it more sensible and more real and something closer to what Masanui Online Game really was.
Well, I also worked on the script. Label 11 told me that he was redoing it, so I kind of wrote my own version up until Takua reaches Kokoro, and then I just gave up because I was too tired. And so he said that he was going to use some of my ideas. How's that coming along?
It's really hard to tell at this point because really I'd be adding those things once I have the whole thing from both Rudaka and I tend to add stuff even after we redo it a million times. If it's like the first one, basically, I took Rudaka's and I gave it to Liger, who then worked on it. He added some stuff. Then I took it and chopped it up, and yeah, it just goes on forever and ever.
Is Liger working on the second script?
Well, the prologue, well, sort of prologue, but Vakama tells a story with the Masanui stones and everything, talking about the origins of Masanui. That's all basically Liger's stuff, so that's still in there. Pretty much just what he did in the first place. He was doing the fleshing out. This time, I'm just really basically
stealing from it,
keeping the prologue part, because we're just doing so much overhauling anyways. So I mean, so I'm saying, unless he wants to do fleshing out again, I'm not sure how much will necessarily be necessary this time, but it wouldn't be stealing. It's just he's credited still.
Well, yeah, we're trying to flesh it out from the very beginning so that when we improve it, it'll be better than what it was before, so that, you know, we start higher and then move up from that point instead of what we had before.
One of the problems with the first one that I decided to, one of the major things that led to this overhaul was basically what I did to it is that all the characters were taking everything way too seriously. Everything was so serious that you couldn't exactly get what was so good about, you know, being the Toa hero and everything, because the evil was evil, but yet the good was just so serious about anything. So we didn't exactly like the good people very much anyways. They're also uptight about everything.
Yeah, I found when I was...
It's one of the things I had a problem with.
Recording the lines for Jala, I just found they were kind of a bit flat, a little boring. And so I'm kind of glad that there's a new script here, because it makes it more like the game, which was really good. Quick question, is the script going to make the movie essentially the same length as the old script?
It might actually turn out longer, perhaps. Before, it was... It's sort of hard to figure out, because
Yeah.
This one seems to be a little bit going more dialogue-heavy than last time. So, I mean, it just all depends. It's really hard to tell at this point in time.
Well, the thing is, though, is that no matter how well we write the script, we're still going to need to have good voice acting. So I sure hope that the voice actors, from what it looks like we got some good voice actors. I mean, with Sky and Spirit and everybody, it looks like we got some good ones.
And oh, yeah.
Just hope that they can really convey their lines well. Because, I mean, we can have the greatest written lines in the world, but if we have some, you know, kid saying, "I am the Toa of Fire," you know,
I am the Mata.
Yeah, you know. It's,
oh, man.
See, you have to have it working well on both ends.
I actually saw a fan-made Flash movie where Makuta had, like, a high-pitched voice, and they would try and make it deep with echoes, and oh, it's horrible.
This really brings me back to the audition days, the worst days of my life. No, I'm not bad, but it was quite an experience. It's like, you know,
I am Makuta!
It's like, what is that? Like, it's nice that you tried out and all, but I mean, I'm looking for something a little bit, you know, I know this might sound kind of cruel, but seriously, some of the auditions I got were quite, scary, almost.
Hey, that's perfect for Makuta.
In the wrong ways, it's like...
Don't call us, we'll call you.
It's like, people tended to blast their microphones a lot, so it's like, I'm the Toa, and they're blasting like a hurricane into the mic. So one of the things that when it came to audition, I was looking for people who didn't do that, because that was one of the problems I had a lot, that some people had really good voices, but yet they had a tendency to just go crazy mic-wise.
Yes, I'm sure we all see the irony in this.
So some of the people might fit perhaps a little bit weird in some people's eyes, but I have a very peculiar way of looking at things. Like, you know, in the latest thing where I released the Jawas announcement, everybody was all like, he should have a kid voice, but, you know, this isn't Mask of Light, this is something entirely different.
Yeah,
I just always personally pictured him as deep.
I discussed last show where I didn't like Jawa's voice in Mask of Light, it just didn't suit him at all. And so I kind of like your choice of the voice better.
Well, same thing for Lewa in Mask of Light, too. Driven crazy by that. I was sitting there as, like, the biggest Lewa fan in the world, you know, practically. It's like, I was sitting there just waiting for...
And they killed your childhood dream.
It was horrible.
And then they just shattered your childhood.
I kept on describing him as the Native American Irishman.
Walk! Not never! If you ride with me, there'll be no footwalking, just air flying!
That's the only thing I can picture, but like, I've never heard anybody like that in my life. But yeah. So, I mean, it could have fit in the way that they did it, but yeah, it's just really strange to see how generic, or not generic, what's the wrong word? Vague the characters, I guess, could be in some eyes, that you get such different interpretations from all over the place. I think people might be a little bit fascinated by the Onua choice I have, because it's not one of those deep and rough sort of sounds that they had in the Mask of Light movie.
Yeah, I tried to audition for Onua with that exact same voice, and I'm listening to it, and I'm like, wow, that's perfect! And then you're like, no, that's not what I want. And it was really sad.
I'm sorry. No. Because it was all, in some places you look, he was described as, you know, strong and mighty, but yeah, also, if you look within some of the official places, you find that he was also the wisest of the Toa and everything. So, if the wisest of the Toa sort of sounded like Santa Claus, I don't think it would necessarily quite work in that way. But, I mean, it would work if, you know, Strong Eyes, like, oh, I'm Onua. It's one of those movie-making things. You could have the voice fit for one thing, but not necessarily the other thing. You have to worry about that, too, because it just enhances the sort of personality that they have. But that's also mainly just because it might be saving my behind if I mess it up. So if you got the wise voice and the character isn't exactly very wise, then there you go. He's now known as wise.
Well, it seems that we kind of squished our topic of voice acting into the script thing here. So when we get to that, I'll just skip right over it. So do you have anything to say about voice acting or the script?
Just hope they all have good microphones.
Well, I mean...
Voice acting is good.
Indeed.
For the first wave, well, I mean, when we did the first script, and people sent in all that, I mean, it was really good stuff. So if any of the rest of the cast is listening to this, I mean, awesome stuff. So, I mean, if it's anything like similar to what we got the first time around, it should be pretty, pretty, pretty good. And, I mean, now they also sort of have the experience of the first time around, so they might be able to even be better.
And deeper voices in some cases.
That's sort of always room for.
Yeah, if you follow up on your promise and send DVDs out to all the cast members, you know, I don't want to have, you know, microphone, you know, blowing through my TV screen or my computer. I mean,
you just wrecked my speaker.
Sure, I won't have that problem, but,
I'm deaf. No, but at any rate, no, it should all be okay. I'm going to be releasing the next teaser trailer soon.
Ooh,
February 12th, sweet. Write down the calendars. Releasing a new teaser trailer. And so that'll probably give you a better idea of what it all sound like, because it has sounds, it's got music, the voice part is missing, but it'll be okay. See, at least I got that. I mean, if the voices are mic blasted, which they're not, but just for the sake of discussion, if the mic is blasted, the music and sound will sound pretty good, you know. if you get one down, you can necessarily win them all. So I've been pestering Sky Green lately about Layla.
Yeah, you have.
Yes, I've been going after you.
Yeah, he told me not to be funny all the time. It's a disappointment.
See, the thing is that although the lines may be funny, I don't necessarily want, you know, he's a serious guy. I mean, he's battling. So, I mean, he might have a wit, but not necessarily, you know, telling jokes.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Not that it was that bad the first time around, it's just that I think it might be a little bit more believable to make Layla a little bit more serious.
Because that's how he's in the comics and the books.
Hey, you're doing a good job.
Funny, but serious behind it.
Yeah, overall, I'm trying to go a little bit more authentic without being authentic, if that makes any sense.
It doesn't.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, you might not necessarily be saying quotes, not doing direct quotes of what Layla would necessarily say, but it's close in other ways, rather than being direct duplicates of what he would have said.
So the essence of what he was saying.
You care a lot about Layla.
But I care a lot about Layla, so I want to get him right.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
But, I mean, he could be joking around for Q&A. Episode 2 will never see the light of day. I'll try to get him.
No!
At least one is still up. And it's got, and thanks to Sky Green, it's got the new Macromedia format 1, 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Up on the website.
You know what we should do? We should just slip in some Easter eggs in there.
I'll work on that.
Yeah, rather than just do a new one. Rather than actually release whatever wants, we'll just add Easter eggs to the old one. That'll hold them over in the meantime. The early Layla Q&A was the infamous CD blowing up fiasco.
Oh, yeah.
Which almost killed the Nautical Quest of the Total project entirely.
Well, it made it.
That was kind of sad.
How did your CD blow up?
I really wish I knew that to this day, but seriously, I was just sitting down, modeling a Matanuian keyboard, very authentic Matanuian keyboard, with numbers 1 to 11 on the top, and anyways, all I heard was, and I couldn't open the drive anymore, and I hacked it open, and there it was, shattered in a million, billion pieces.
I bet it was Makuta. He was going to prevent you from making your movie.
Maybe he's mad that I'm portraying him in the movie. I should have hired him instead.
Giving him a high, squeaky voice. he doesn't want you to show his high, squeaky voice.
Next topic, animation.
Anything in particular?
I'm sure many people are curious on how it works.
Think of it this way. You've got an action figure in your computer, and the arms can move, you know, via a joint, and you just move it around just like you would anything else, but just virtually. So I got all the little action figure dudes in there, which happen to look like Toa.
Coincidentally.
And then, now this is the complicated part. To actually get the animation to move, just to get the animation itself, we got keyframes. Probably Sky Green knows lot about that via flash animation. We got keyframes.
Yes, I do.
So say every you know, 5 frames, you know, every frame of video, I would move like the arm a little bit, okay? But then the computer actually just puts all the frames in the middle for me. So from frame 1 to 5, the computer has already put in those in-between frames. And that's basically just what I do. I just layer all these different movements every once in a while, every couple of seconds, and eventually it gets just so many different movement going on that you get the completed whatever.
So how long do you think it would take you, roughly, to make a movie the size of the Jawa announcement, just to give people an idea?
The Jawa announcement animation itself took me, I'd say, an hour.
Wow. That sounds fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
considering how complicated
it is. I'm not sure if that many people could say that, but yeah, I was able to do that in just an hour. The long part of the process is just when the computer renders / computes the images into a file. That could take hours. That's the longest part of the process. For instance, with this new trailer, there's a scene where Tahu lifts up his sword, igniting it, and that took around half a day to complete. No, seriously.
Goodness gracious.
The animation part, you know, it's like, boom, there it was. But for the computer to render the textures and all the fire particles, which are from the sword, and there was lighting there, too. The more lights you have, the longer it takes. And so basically, just with all those different layers of information, it took like 2 minutes for a single frame, then it went up to 5 minutes a single frame, then later on it went up to like 11 minutes for a single frame.
So while your computer's rendering, does that mean it's like completely useless, so you can't do anything with it while it works, or does it still have leftover memory to run other programs?
No, there is leftover memory to use. I multitask. In some cases, if the render is going to be less complicated, I could even open another instance of the program and animate and render at the same time.
Impressive.
All the
but that probably slows down.
I mean, that causes the render to go slower. I could still do that.
So I have a question. How many frames per second do you run an animate in?
I animate in 24 frames per second.
Ooh, shiny.
What's crazy is that, I mean, I mentioned this on the website, but at one point in time, I was actually weird enough to think that I could do this movie, stop-motion animation.
It would be horrible. Take
it would
forever.
Be absolutely. Not only would it take more than my life's time to make, it would also look pretty nasty.
Yeah.
The set's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the animation won't look as good either. I wouldn't have very much freedom. Computer is the best thing to ever get animation.
Since sliced bread.
Woo!
Well, what was the best thing before sliced bread?
Unsliced bread.
Ooh. Well, with that, I am sorry, my friends, but I must leave.
Farewell.
Talk to
you. I'll see you
Toodle
later.
Pip.
Bye.
Okay, so, Spirit, do you think I, do you understand rendering sort of now?
Yes, I do.
Basically, it's just a process where everything gets compiled, and it takes forever.
I understand now.
Yay.
I've completed my goal for the day. So, our last topic is the side projects, so like the Jawa announcement and Layla Q&A. We already talked a little about this, but anything else to say about them?
The New Year's thing, you know, the New Year's thing. Not very many people talk about that very often.
Well, most people weren't there. I wasn't there. I found it like a week later. Hey, look, a New Year's thing.
But yeah, I hope to do more stuff like that. Just, you know, every holiday, just do something. Even for obscure ones.
Hey, maybe Chinese New Year.
Oh, you missed it.
I missed it.
A while ago.
I would have done it. I would have thought about it, but no. Well, see, the thing is, it's the year of the dog this year, and I mean, I don't have any bionicle dogs.
I see.
That's true.
Hey, we're all born in the year of the horse. That's scary.
I would whinny like a horse, but I can't do it. So that would be kind of stupid.
Yeah.
I could, but it would be really loud.
Maybe when, I don't know, Chocolate Day or something weird. National Aluminum Day.
Hey, like March 4th is Army Day. Get it? March 4th?
Boo. You fail at puns.
Yeah, true.
Layla Q&A Episode 2 will eventually be up, eventually.
What about Episode 3?
Episode 3? Never expect an episode 3 ever. It'll appear one night after Bionicle Quest of the Toe is finished.
After Bionicle itself is done. we'll have Tahu, Nuva, Hordika, Nui, Kaita, and then that's when it'll come out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You'll wake up one night and say, you know what, I'll check BZ PowerPoint 3.1000, and then I'll go to the topic in the artwork forum, pass all the virtual reality video clips, and you'll be like, wow, look at this very outdated Abby file. What was planned for episode 3? Well, would have been awesome, but it'll never be, probably never be done.
So, is episode 2 going to be the way you told me it was going to be? With the lightsabers and...
Yes, there is a lightsaber in it.
And the UPS guy?
There's a UPS guy?
Alright.
I'd tell you more if it was going to be edited out.
Oh, of course it'll be edited out. Not.
I don't know, I can't exactly trust you there. I just have this gut feeling.
Subliminal messages. Visit BQOTT.com.
Because we know where you live. And if not, we'll ask someone. And they'll tell us. Hopefully.
Be sure to go to that chat. Go to the chat. February 12th. Apori Tohu will be there.
He's not real.
I've got picture proof. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Photographic evidence.
Yeah, we got that.
Okay.
You lie.
To prove Apori Tohu has a body, visit the chat February 12th. And maybe if I'm lucky, there'll be a post. Tohu is pleased.
Alright, well, I asked you to send in questions, and only one person did. Kind of sad, but here it is. This is from Fury the Dark Hunter, and he's asking if you're going to do a movie on the 2002 storyline, Borok.
I would say yes, and I would say no at the same time. Because seriously, I think about it every now and then. It's like, no, it would be kind of cool to do a Borok movie, but yet, at the same time, I think once I'm done with this, I'll probably want to, like, lay down and, you know, go to sleep for, like, a year, and then wake
cry
up.
Cry in the corner.
You know, like, oh, it's finally done, I could relax, but no, it would be a good, I'm definitely thinking about it, but I really don't know if it'll actually happen. In the perfect world, yes, it would happen, but. In the perfect world, Henry Gilroy would have never written Maskevoy.
Indeed.
Takua, what are you doing down here alone? Supposed to be at the Cody bench?
I'm actually gonna go and look if Lego is making another movie, another Bionic movie. And I'm gonna look if they have auditions.
I would like to audition. That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. If I find them, I'll tell you.
Yay. Then you know the storyline, like, a year before everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
So that ends episode 7, the Bionicle Quest of the Toa special of Tree Speak on the Air. I'm Spirit.
This was Label 11.
And Okay, Green.